Sounds pretty egotistic, doesn't it? But you have to know how to listen.
Is there a way to catch that mechanism of when you're really having a profound experience, and then the next, like you said, your ego follows you, the next step is always, I've arrived. Is there a way to, like,
yes, there is,
cut out that whole part followed by the superiority complex? And
yeah, there is.
I go through that all the time.
Yeah. There is a way.
Go ahead.
Cost you $5.
I got it right here.
The way is to stop taking yourself seriously. That's the only way.
General.
Okay, go. Yes, in more than general, in each and every way. The only reason that happens is we take ourselves way too seriously. It's all underpinned by over-seriousness. That over-seriousness is ego. That over-seriousness is arrogance. But we don't see it that way because we're so in it.
Feels very encouraged to take yourself that seriously.
That's the whole problem.
There's books and find your purpose. And
yeah, I'd like to burn all those books. Instead of burning them, we send them to Romania. And then they burn them over there during the winter. So do you understand that response?
Yeah. And I love it, actually, but it is confusing. Because it seems like, I'll be heading that direction, and then based on all this, the buzz out there, it's like everything equals take yourself really seriously. So I'm on this track of not taking myself too seriously, and then all of a sudden I'm like, I need to take myself more seriously, because that's what, it's like. The conditioning.
It's tricky.
In the new age spirituality world, that's very strong.
It's very tricky because you have to know how to be serious in your non-seriousness.
Yes.
When seriousness is required.
Yes.
But the mistake people chronically make, and again, I don't think there's any exceptions to this, we all start there, is we start by being overly serious. So that's the underpinning of everything. So that underpinning has to become non-serious. Then within that context, there's moments we need to be serious and moments we need to be not so serious. And moments where it's appropriate to be downright silly. But what's the broader context? If the broader context is seriousness, then it's a life and death struggle. Mm-hmm. If the broader context is not serious, that's more in tune with the tone of what's real. The tone of what's real is not serious. It couldn't be. Look around.
Good point.
But we are taught, encouraged, and programmed to take ourselves very seriously. And the first real advent of spirituality, when something of the spiritual path takes you for the first time, it always comes with the flavor of non-seriousness. Just look back in your own life. I guarantee you will identify it if you spend a minute thinking about it.